Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chiva Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city where there's usually sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind, but it's overcast on today. We are expecting some terrible weather, but nevertheless, God got it in control. And warriors, pray that it doesn't hit your area, okay? They may be predicting, but we know God is a wonder-working God, don't we? I know you do. And we thank God for you and you that be with us by various means. We thank God for you today. We want to send you greetings, love, and lots of hugs to you, and you. Letting you know today that we appreciate you being there. You may not call us and just let us know something good. Just give us a call at 347-857-3925 and let us know just how you appreciate the broadcast. And, you know, if something you might want to hear, we may try our best to accommodate, you know. Talk about it, because this is time to talk about it, and you know we will talk about it. And somebody say you will talk about us too, huh? Praise God. No, not necessarily, but if you're in that category at the time, then you are being talked about. I'm not going to say it's not you, but if you can identify yourself in whatever we are talking about, then it's about you. And God means what? For you to straighten up and fly right. You know that, don't you? Yes. Amen, amen. But nevertheless, we love you. We really, really, really do. And we appreciate you. We will want to hear from more of you, you know. And at the end of the broadcast, our announcer and engineer would give you information how to reach us or send a donation, if you will, because we do have our Thanksgiving project coming up where we help some of the needy children at a elementary school. We help them, their families, on Thanksgiving time and Christmas. Now put your Christmas in too, all right, because we work at both times. We work with the school, all right? Thank you. Well, now today, we're still praying. I hope you are too. Yes, yes, yes. There's so many needs today. Oh, my. You know, it seems like more people are sick these days than it was before. They got more hospitals out here, but the people can't really get no help from the hospital if they don't have this insurance thing, you know. So we got problems, so we got to pray. We got to learn to pray, how to pray, and pray for these people that are sick and can't get any help, and they just have to remain sick. Now, we got an answer, don't we? And that's Jesus Christ. We got the answer for them. You know, if they really want to get well, do you want to get well? Well, call us at 347-857-3925. And we'll do our best. We're going to pray the prayer of faith for you and your loved ones. That is what you so choose, okay? All right, we send prayer for Patrice Felix. Father, we send our prayers to her today in the name of Jesus. Whatever the problem may be, Father God, we ask, Father, in Jesus' name that you touch and deliver. We are calling on you, Father, also for Siobhan Thomas, Lord, with lupus and fibro somebody. Okay. And they got a whole lot of other stuff they have on the list. Father God, that's a lot for one person. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we don't know the ins and outs of this, but all we know is that you can handle it, God. Oh, Father, and if they have sinned any sin, Lord, we ask you that you forgive them of their sins, Lord God. Raise them up in the prayer of faith, going to make them whole, and they will be forgiven of their sins. And Father, we thank you for it today. Lord, in Jesus' name, we are still encouraging Pastor Webster. Father God, we know how it is when pastors get discouraged and seem like all their help done flew the coop. Father God, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on this pastor in his hour of need. And we thank you, Lord. We ask you, Father, to touch Natalie. Lord, we ask you to touch her in a special way. You know a problem. You know what she's going through, Lord God, and only you can fix it, God. You can fix it, God, and it come out as it should, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we give you all the praise. Lord, we ask you to touch Larry Ambrose, who has liver cancer right now. In the name of Jesus, touch Larry Ambrose, Father, in Jesus' name. We know nothing is too hard for you, Lord, and he needs you right now at this hour, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Christy Jobel's mother, touch her who has cancer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we command that that cancer be gone right now, drop from the root, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We thank God for it today, don't we? Yes, we do. We ask God to continue to bless John Benbow. Continue to bless him right now. In Jesus' name, Lord God, touch his body, touch his kidney. In the name of Jesus, right now he's waiting for a transplant. But Father, whatever way you want to heal him right now. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. And God, we thank you for touching Monica Shannon. Lord God, we just going to thank you, Father. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we need to pray for her also. I think her mother passed, if I'm not mistaken. But she need that prayer while she's trying to wait on to get to have a baby. Lord God, you can do anything but fail. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch Maurice, Lord, clear his lungs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus today. Clear his lungs right now, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you. Petrie, we ask you to touch Petrie right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, ain't nothing, you know, there's nothing too hard for you. I am so glad about that. Lord, we ask you to touch Marlene Plunkley. Lord, touch her right now in Jesus' name. She's had several strokes. Father, she needs your help, God. We ask you to touch Pastor Mosley there in Jacksonville, God, who've had a massive stroke. Father God, we ask you in Jesus' name, touch her body, Father God. Oh, God, she still preached the gospel, even though, Lord, the enemy is steady trying to take her out. But, Father, we thank you for keeping her right now. Make her stronger, a little bit stronger, Lord. Oh, touch her mind, touch her body right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God, you are so good. We thank you for touching all the pastors that is going through it this hour. So many are sick in their bodies, God. Lord, they're sick in their pocketbooks. Father God, the church is driving and making them sick. Father God, touch these people, God. They need your help today, Lord, like never before. Oh, God, because they are trying to do it all, Lord God, and they can't do it all. They're going to have to leave it for somebody else. So, God, we ask you to give them strength to make it through in their bodies, God. The bodies are really telling the tale of how much work they're doing. God, help them right now. I just, you know, reach out and touch them today, Lord. Lord, what they are going through. You know, the devil don't care who he bothers, who he mess with, you know. He don't care. You know, we thank God. We ask you, Lord, to look on all our pastors and staff and everybody also, God, they going through, God, too. Lord, we ask you to touch them also. Touch us, God. In the name of Jesus, we all need help here, God. We have problems. You know, everybody to say, well, I ain't got no problem. They lying to themselves. You know, they lying to themselves and trying to make you think they perfect. And they don't have no problem. They got problems. They just don't want to tell you about them, you know. But I like to make my requests known. I go and tell you so you can pray for mine and we can get it on over and God can heal, deliver, set free, or whatever I need at that time. Isn't that right? Amen, amen. We thank God today that we have our own engineer here with us today. We don't have no substitute. We have them here today. And, oh, yes, yes, yes. We have Pastor Sharon here with us today. Oh, my, my. Ain't that something? Praise God. Amen. We don't have Bishop now. He going back to work now. All right. He not here. He going back to work, okay? And we trust that he may listen sometime before we get off. In Jesus' name, we thank God for all those that are listening. Yes, yes, yes. Ain't God good? Lord knows. I just got to say he is just so good, good, good. That is my expression of way I get excited. When you think of the goodness of Jesus, ain't you supposed to get excited? Well, I do. You know, I am so excited when I think about the goodness, what he already done. And just think, my expectation has me on a high. Oh, Lord, that I know he going to do even more than what he already done. Isn't that right? Ain't that good. All right, let me give you a word because I could just praise and worship God and thank him and just start glorifying him. Yes, indeed, for all the goodness that he's given in my life. Now let us go into your little word today. Happiness is our heritage when faith becomes our constant companion. Self-discipline, our tireless teacher. Integrity, our competent coach. Truth, our trusted tutor. Discernment, our careful critic. Optimism, our able advisor. Goodness, our gifted guide. Beauty, our infallible inspiration. And love, our blissful benediction. Can you say, Amen. You want to hear it again? Did you want to hear that again? Happiness is our heritage when faith becomes our constant companion. Self-discipline, our tireless teacher. Integrity, our competent coach. Truth, our trusted tutor. Discernment, our careful critic. Optimism, our able advisor. Goodness, our gifted guide. Beauty, our infallible inspiration. And love, our blissful benediction. Ooh, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of that word. May you find inspiration today, you know, to be blessed. Just say, I'm blessed today, I'm blessed. Happiness is mine. One day we're going to just talk about just what is happiness, and what do make you happy. Do you know, I believe not many people know what makes them happy. You say, well, what it takes for you to be happy? And they get to going, they start to awe. Okay, because all you do is say, well, don't you know you want to be happy, so you ought to have some items here that you want to see presented in your life to make you happy, don't you? Now, most of the time, we're going to say money, more money, more money, more money. That's mostly what it is. But will that more money make you happy? I don't believe it. You know, it just looked like it from now because you can't pay some of your bills. Okay? But once you get a whole lot of it, you right back to the first page. You already back to the first place. Now I'm not happy. Why are you not happy? You said you'd be happy if you got the money. And see, we really don't know what, but I'll give you an answer today. You know the answer to the whole happiness problem is Jesus. You just need Jesus. That will make you the happiest you ever been. I mean, really get it. Not just a surface. You go to church and you say a few words and that is, I got it. And they tell you you got it and you think you got it. But deep down it hasn't taken root in you. The word ain't took root in you. And once that word take root in you, happiness is all yours. And you know what? What we was talking about yesterday, that your joy may be full and it will remain. It's not here today and gone tomorrow. All right? You know how the day I'm happy, tomorrow I'm back looking like I ate a sour lemon. You say a sour lemon. Ain't lemon supposed to be sour anyhow? Now, there's one of them crossed up lemons that is extremely sour. Cross it up with some other citrus fruit. And so when they cross it up, boy, it'll lock your jaws. Okay. So we talking about one of them kind of lemons, all right? Not one of the nice lemons that's sweet. You could eat it right out of just like it is. You know, because I do eat them myself. Praise God. But the thing is, you know, get a grip on what is happiness for you. What makes you happy? All I can tell you, need Jesus. You will be happy. You say, but I know some Christians that are not happy, and they don't never smile, and they're always talking defeat all the time. I said, well, they don't have it deep down, okay? They don't have it all the way. They just got a little bit of it. They forgot to get the rest. You know, it's like you getting dressed, and you put on one part of your clothes and forget the bottom, perhaps. You see, that's the way it is. You forgot a part of it, you know. That's all it is. And we want to help you get the whole part, okay? All of it. Yes, yes, yes. Because we've been talking about Jesus. The legality of the name. That's what we were talking about on the previous broadcast. And when you think about it, you've been to church, you go to church, the preacher lay hands on you and nothing happened, do you? Well, go back over it, what they said, and see, did they say, Father, in the name of Jesus? Did they call on his name? Did they put it through that way? Or they told you to just go ahead on, call on Jesus, call Jesus. I know that works sometime too. If your heart has been prepared, as we told you, God says that you are to prepare your heart. Now, how you prepare it is up to you. When you go to church, you come expecting. You come expecting something, so therefore you are preparing yourself to receive all that God has for you, aren't you? Think about it now. Hello. Praise God. Amen. That's the truth. But when you go to church, well, I'm just going because they told me to come, and I promised, so I'm just going. You coming in the door, but you're not expecting anything. You don't know who to call on, who to talk to. Do you call God, Jehovah? Do you call, who you call, Muhammad? Do you call who? As bishops say, Joseph Smith or somebody. Do you call any of them people who has no power in their names? You can call them because you recognize them by their name. Is that right? But they haven't the power to back up the stuff that they talk about or preach because their name don't have that power. the power that has been authorized from the master. God authorized it. You know, when Jesus died and rose on that third day, you know, and he went into hell and all, and he took back everything that was lost, you know, your authorization was signed, sealed, and when he rose up, he delivered it back to you and me. You see? And the right. You didn't have no right. Now, some people have not the right because they haven't given up over to that word, to that name. They have not made a complete change, or let's say a complete swap of names. You know, like some people go to the driving license or wherever they go, and they change their names, right? Go to get a lawyer, change their name. Get married, change their names, right? Now, have you changed your name? Now, some people refuse to change the name. They get married, and they say, well, I'm not going to take on my husband's name. I'm just going to keep my name. Well, what was the sense of you getting married? Huh? Because when you got married, it brings about a name change. Okay, that is the legality of the situation, is it brings about a name change. Is that right? If I'm wrong, call me up, 347-857-3925. If you think it's wrong, okay, ain't no problem. But the fact of the matter is changing the name. But when you change my name, change your name, married or not, or whatever, we go to get a lawyer and change it if we don't like it or whatever, that don't mean we got no power. That don't mean we got power. Huh? Now we have to look at us as a whole, the inside. What's in you? Huh? What's in you? See, now if Jesus came that you can have life in that more abundant life, and you still live in that other pole life, and everything you say is pole me, pole me, pole me. Huh? You haven't yet, huh? You didn't put on that life, that new life. Have you taken on the new life? When you take on the new name, you take on a new life. Hello? Amen, somebody. That's what I'm talking about. You take on a new life and a new life, huh? Because if he lives, we live. When he rose up from the dead, he rose up with life, didn't he? He didn't come up as a dead man. He came up with life, and he came up to restore everything that the devil had taken from you, huh? And when he came, we wrote, let me tell you what he's saying, Colossians 2:15, 2:15, thank you, say, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Huh? Things were done in that way so that you and I had a right to the tree of life. So that now he gave us the legal use of his name when he rose up. Because what? When he had that showdown with Satan, and Satan, you know, and Satan and all his imps, he had a showdown with them. Now, he did that for you and I, didn't he? Now, he ain't only defeat them, but he did what? He took all the power that they thought they had over us. Well, he ain't got no more power over us. Do you hear me now today? He ain't got no more power over you. The only power he got is what you give him. Huh? You step back from the cross. You step back from Jesus in the blood. You step back from that anointing. And so therefore you have given space for the enemy. Huh? And that's when he take over. See, because he don't just take a little bit. He won't take the whole thing. He don't play fair. Now, if you're looking for the devil to pay fair, he ain't paying fair. Okay? He going to take the whole thing. Take you, body, soul, and mind. Oh, yes, he will. Now, Jesus fought for us, huh? He won, didn't he? Hmm? And he won the battle with Satan and all his hosts. He won all of that. Do you know what for? Have anybody told you why he won it for you? They came against him, but they couldn't defeat him. So when he did it for us, that means Satan gonna come against you, but he cannot defeat you because of the blood. He cannot defeat you because of his righteousness, the righteousness of God that's in you. Hmm? Because he ain't got no power over you. So if he don't have no power, he can't defeat you. And it's only he just bark. You know, you seen a dog that bark and he can't bite. He don't bite. Some dogs bite, some don't. Huh? But the devil just bark, and but he ain't got no bite. He could gum you to death, but he ain't got no teeth. See? And you scared of him, even though he ain't got nothing to bite you with. Huh? He roar at you. He rise up against you, make you think that he's a roaring lion. That's what the Bible say. He go as a roaring lion. He ain't the roaring lion, but he try to be a roaring lion. He try to be, but it become a kitten. It be a meow instead of roar. Huh? And you get scared, you see. Now, you got the power. Now, he done gave you his name because he rose from the dead. Okay, now he done rose from the dead. He done went into heaven and took everything from the devil that he stole from you, your health. He took your money. He took your children. He took your parents. He took this, that, and the other, your house, your land, your cars. All that he took from you, he took your peace of mind. You are now not in peace. You always disturbed, always stressed, always on the edge or something. He done took all of that. Jesus, when he went down into hell, he took all of that from the devil because the devil stole all your peace, joy, happiness, all your finances, and your everything. He stole from you. So God did what? Jesus did what? When he rose from the dead, he got it back for you and gave you a key. He gave you a key that will open the doors to anything that you thought the devil took from you. Hmm? And that key was his name. Hmm? Was his name. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he say he'll do it. Now that's a guarantee. Jesus said it himself. Now, you can talk about, well, that's just written in the Bible. I don't care what nobody say, that's their opinion. Huh? But the spiritual aspect is that he said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he said, that I will do. It's already done. Hear what I'm saying? You are now legally a Jesus person. Hmm? That's who you are. And when you do, you already got the key. Stop crying. Stop whining about, you know, I can't make it, and oh, and this and that. And every time you look, you're in a valley of despair. When you going to get out of that valley? Sometimes, you know, there's an end to that valley somewhere. It don't continue on unless you want it to continue on. You want people to have a pity party. It's like you talk to a lot of people. You go to mostly it used to be the senior citizen. Every time you hear them, they talk about, oh, my diabetes, oh, my arthritis, oh, my. Why you have to make it so personal? Just tell it who it belongs to, the devil. It belongs to the devil, not me. He's just trying to get me to take ownership. I'm not signing the deed for it. Just tell them right now. I ain't signing no deed for to get no for arthritis and druritis and everybody else's itis and everybody riding on your back. And we not using the name of Jesus. We not calling the Father to execute this here, to bring forth healing, to bring forth deliverance, to bring forth substance and talent. He is the source of our joy. He is the source of our finance. He is the source, huh? He got all the economics you need is in Jesus Christ. He know how to count very well. He can certainly add. He can subtract. But I like his multiplication. I like that better. I like to multiply the increase. Call on him now, huh? Now, Jesus had a showdown with the devil. Now, why don't you have a showdown with him? Huh? He gave you power over all the power of the enemy. Now it's your time. Have a showdown. Come on, come on. Have a showdown now. Let him know what you mean, what you ain't going to take. Say, because Jesus already defeated Satan, all the principalities and powers and the darkness, rulers of the darkness, all that evil, Jesus went and defeated it. Victory, victory. So his victory became our victory. You see what I'm saying? By him defeating all the evil powers, you can do it too. That's why he did it, huh? You're an image in his likeness, right? Is that right? Okay. If you are, so now he did it for you so you could be like him. Hello? Yes. See? So it's yours. Stop belly aching all the time. You know, I get that. Some people just, they just go all the time, every 24/7. You mean tell me the devil fighting you 24/7, day and night, night and day? Yeah, he fights, but when he fights, you put your foot down and tell him Jesus done paid the price already. Get out of here. Then he got to go. He have to come another day now. He ain't going to do me all day. You see, he don't stay with me long. He get up there and try something. That's what his job is. Until his end comes. That his job is to do buffet me. His job is to do all he can to take me out my rest, to get me out of the Lord. That's his job. Huh? When you gonna get on your job and fight back? Huh? Fight back. You got the key to fight back. And your key is made very strong out of iron. Huh? You're not gonna break your key. And that is Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, and presented what you want him to do. Hello. He said he going to do it. You know, I was even thinking about before that came and about doing what Jesus says all the time. When Mary, they went to the wedding and all, when Mary told him, say, whatever he say, you do it. Now, she didn't know what he was going to say or how he was going to say it or what method he was going to use there. But she knew one thing. If you do it, it's going to come to pass. Huh? You'll see a miracle. You'll see the hand of God at work. Because what? You dare to use the name of Jesus. And use it the way he wants you to use it. Not the way you want to use it. Huh? Not in that way. See? Everything has already been taken back from Satan. Now, Jesus done already did that. Huh? Why you keep going down there where Jesus been to take from Satan and you go down there and try to get some more? See, Satan, if you got any leftovers, you got any leftover pain? You got anything left over? Evilness? That's all you're doing. Going trying to find some more when Jesus done already defeated the devil in that area, every dark corner. Jesus done brought the light. Do you hear what I'm saying? The light is shining bright for you and I. He is not supposed to be able to steal nothing from us anymore. He already stole it. And I was sitting there thinking a few minutes ago. I said, you know what? when he stole it from Adam and Eve, that's when he stole it from us. We were born into that stole stage. You see? When we were born in that stole stage, see, all our everything was stolen from us. Our goodness, we had evil in present in us. We got sickness. We could get sickness anytime. We got all kind of sickness. Everyone you can think of come about. So Jesus had to put all that back together. He's the author of it. So that was the only way we can get it back, is he was going to have to make the ultimate sacrifice. And he made the ultimate sacrifice, and he defeated it, all the principalities and the rulers he did of all darkness. He did what? He defeated them all. Everyone you can think of, the sicknesses, every sickness was defeated. Every trouble and trial and discouragement, all of this was defeated. He wanted you to have joy, and that your joy will remain full. And that's what he paid this ultimate price for you to have that joy, and that it remain with you, that it'll always be with you, take you right on into the kingdom. When he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, that it will be as he has willed. That's what it should be. So what you doing about it? You still trying to defeat the devil yourself? You can't do it. You don't know how. You can't fight it. Because you forgot to bring your keys with you. See what I'm saying? You go to church, you forget to bring your keys with you. Oh, I feel so bad. I feel so bad. Where your keys? Where your keys? Let me tell you, I found out something too. You can sit there sometime and you can be feeling sick, like you need to be in the hospital somewhere. And you can say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I cancel this assignment that the enemy has brought to me today, right at this hour. I cancel it right now in the name of Jesus, and I put the blood on it. And it cannot come across the bloodline. You see? God can do it. Oh, man, yes, he can. He done already paid the price for it. He done sacrificed everything for you and I. I love it. I just love it because Jesus has sacrificed. I just love it. My God, my God, my God. All you got to do is just keep talking and talk the right talk. Don't sit up and get in or let somebody tell you, child, I wouldn't do that if I was you. That don't work. Well, it don't work for you, but it worked for me. That's all you got to tell them, can't you? Let me tell you what he said. First Colossians. Now, you should read the book of Colossians, period. That's just a beautiful scripture, a whole book. The 27th verse. I'm going to start at 26. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now it's made manifest to his saints. See, it's just been made manifest to you, the key to your success, the key to your joy, the key to your happiness. He just unfolded. You didn't know before, now you know. Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now it's made manifest to his saints. It's made manifest to you now. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You got Christ in you now. He's given you the power. He's allotted you his power. He's authorized you to use all that he has. Now, he's restored you back to the genesis of it all, where he say, have dominion, be fruit, multiply, and have dominion, subdue, replenish. He's restored it all back to to you on the cross when he died, when he went into hell and took everything back, the keys from the devil. It's yours now. Here your keys. Jingle them now. Here's your keys. I didn't give you the keys. I took them from him. He went in the garden and took them from Adam and Eve. Now I done went and took them from him. Huh? Took them back from him. They don't belong to you. Let go of these keys. They don't belong to you. They belong to the saints of the Most High God. Huh? Tell him that. See, but no, we got some little jellyfish saints, and they let the devil take it. Well, the devil made me do it. No, he made you do it. You did it because you wanted to do it. His job is to come there and try to convince you to do some bad stuff, convince you to not to obey God, convince you to, to die. You hear what I say? He want to convince you he must to die. You say, why you said that? Let me tell you. I just want to read this to you. I'm going to let our dear sister have something to say here, Pastor Sharon and all that. But let me tell you, I think it's Hebrews 2. And listen, it's the most scriptures in it. I got it written all out in my book somewhere, but I ain't got time to go through all that right now. But I'm going to just give what Hebrews 2:14 said. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is the devil. And the Bible say, and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. All our life we are subject to death. We have the fear of death always. But when we look at it, this is what he said, 18th verse, I believe it is. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is also able to help them that are tempted. Are you tempted to die? To let death overtake you? Just because a doctor said it? So you're going to let that be your destiny? That be his prediction? You're going to walk into it and let it come true? Or you say, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hear that scripture now. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. He'd already gave you authorization to use his name that you can say that. Over yourself, over your family, over whoever you want to say it over. You can do it because it's your right. Hello, somebody. It's your right. I just wanted you to hear that. Because there's many scriptures to show you that he has given you, he's opened up some mysteries, death. Death is a mystery to most people. Do you hear what I'm saying? But to Jesus Christ, who defied death, gave us power to defy it too. But all we can do is walk in the bondage we were allotted when we was born. We walk in the bondage of the fear of death, and we always say that is once man to live and, and then die and all of that, and after that the judgment. Yes, all of that is true if that's where you want to go. Hello? You say, what you talking about, Pastor? I said, I'm just talking about what God opened up to me. Praise God. Amen. And you know, it came through somebody that I was wondering. I said, God, this man was my father. Praise God. When I met my father, and my father was talking and stuff, and I told him, I said, well, he's a little crazy. You know, he's a little loose. My father, loose. I met him, but then I thought he was loose. But when the more I listened to him, and he got scripture to back it up, and he always gave scripture to back it, everything he said up, I had to open my eyes and say, God, open my eyes to see what he talking about. And all he was talking about was what Jesus said he gave us. But are we willing to accept his words, what he gave us, and use his name that he's given us the authority to use? And when he went into hell and he conquered death, hell, and the grave. Listen what he said. Death, hell, and the grave he conquered. Those are things that we fear the most, is it not? Think about it, church. Those are things we fear. And everybody going, you say, well, everybody got to die. Everybody ain't going to die, so don't be a lot of people here when Jesus comes. Huh? See? Now you say, but they're going to be here for the tribulation. They're going to be here because they ain't sinned and stuff. Not necessarily. Who going to preach the word to the people that's here? Somebody got to be here. Everybody ain't going to leave. Huh? By way of the grave. It's going to be many because they're shooting them, killing them, earthquakes and everything else. God taking them on out, taking them out, taking them out. You still here, ain't you? How you know you won't be one of them? Huh? Okay. Hallelujah. See, victory is yours. Victory is mine. Victory is ours because the devil already been defeated. When he took hell, he went into hell and he took it all of it back. Huh? He said, that will not touch my saints. His saints now. We ain't talking about the devil's saints. We talking about his saints, Jesus Christ's saints. Learn how to use the name of Jesus. Learn how to, even if your body feels sick, don't just wallow in it and lay in it and just call it more. Well, you know, I think I got cancer. You keep thinking and you're going to have it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So if death and life is in the power of the tongue, the more you say it, the more you're going to have it. Huh? I ain't got it. No, I don't. That's the devil's stuff. Let him keep it. Huh? Let him keep his stuff and go. Let him go with it, go into judgment with it. I don't have to go in there with it. This is just temporarily. I done ate something I ain't got no business eating or something like that, you know. That's all. Just think about it. Put it where it is. You did it. Jesus done already pulled down the strongholds. He done tore them down. He give you power to do the same. Every stronghold that come in your midst, pull it down. Somebody around talking defeat, you talk victory. Hello? Say yes. That sounds right. That sounds like that's what they're doing. But let's look at it this way. You know, hello. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm having fun. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But Jesus was the perfect sacrifice, okay? He sacrificed for us. Now use it. Use what he's given you. The mystery's already been unfolded. Now you've heard me say it. Now you don't believe it. Look up the Bible and pray for yourself and see what God says. Say, God, is that true? Is that right, what that lady said? You don't even have to know my name. Just say that lady if you want to. Any way you want to do it, don't matter to me. You know why? Because I know how to use the name of Jesus. I got the key. And I ain't giving you mine. Be like the 10 virgins. 5 foolish and 5 crazy. I ain't the crazy one. Okay? I'm not the crazy virgin. I got the sense. I'm keeping my key. Go get your own. All right? Amen. All right, here's Pastor Sharon. Where's she going? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Are you enjoying the word of God from Apostle Porter? I tell you. You heard what the word said today, in the name of who? In the name, Father, in the name of Jesus. That's the one of your keys that you need to use, and you have to gather your keys today and know that God giving you dominion, authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt or harm you. I tell you, letting you know that he gives you the keys, and you got to know that you have the keys. When you came over from the enemy's side to the side of Jesus, when you accept him as Lord and Savior in your life, you took on his name. You changed partners. And because you changed partners, he gives you the keys. So you're not a thief anymore. You're not a robber. You turn things around because you got the what? The keys. The keys let you know you have the authority. You can walk in. You can have access and open that front door and walk in. Someone that doesn't have the keys in their hand, in the natural, they can't get into that house. They cannot get into that car. They cannot even get into that combination lock. Why? Because they don't have the access. But you have access today when you take on the name of Jesus. And when the woman of God was talking about the name, what's in a name? And in Genesis, the second chapter, verse 19, when God formed Adam and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. And he said, and Adam gave names to all. Adam gave names to all. So if Adam, God gave Adam the authority to name it, and when he gave him the authority to name it, or the accident told him, go ahead and name it, he wait around just to see what Adam would do. So what's in the name? So know that because God gave you the authority, he just want to see, are you going to stand on his word? Are you going to believe the word and let the word manifest in you? Are you going to take down, or are you going to just stand back? Because the word let us know that God, when Jesus came, he took back everything that was lost, and when he took it back, he let you know that you can stand on the word of God and repeat the word, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. And you got to know without a doubt that God is your source today. You have to understand today that he is your daily supply. He's the one. When you feel like all hope is gone, you need to read the book of the word of God. Or even what come to what God talks about, the book talks about the faith in Hebrews. The book of Hebrews talks about faith, or the book of Romans. Why? Because you need to hold on to hope. When things seem like it's hopeless, don't let it name it hopeless, but you know, name it hope today. Know that you got the power today. You have the power. God gave you the power today. And know that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Know that the word of God has power. You can speak it. You can stand on the word of God. You got the authority today. Don't allow fear to come upon you. Don't allow fear to cause you to take down. Don't allow fear to let you just sit back and allow the enemy to play ring around my roses around you. You know how the little game, the ring around the roses, how the little kids join hands together and they just start going and going faster and fast, and then they all fall down. Don't allow the enemy to keep playing all around you, but you break it up. You got the authority. You got to cast it down. You got to cast down imagination and every high thing. You got to come against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in high places. You got to use the word of God. And we hear the word of God that said, Father, in the name of Jesus. Can you say it right now? When you say, don't something stir up on the inside of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I heard the word say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need what? Help today. So stand on the word of God and know that God has never failed you. He have always been there. He came in flesh and he conquered all these things. So it should let you know you can do it also. He did not take on the form of angel, but he took on the form of humanity, flesh, just like you and I. So when he came in as flesh, you know you can make it. You know he resisted the enemy. He came to do the work of his Father. Do you know your purpose today? Do you know what you are born to do? Do you know whose you are? When you know whose you are, you can stand on the word of God and know no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. It cannot prosper, and it will not prosper. So be encouraged today and watch what you name things in your life. I don't care what it may be. I don't care. Watch what you name it today, because if you're looking for God to move on your behalf, you got to get the mind of Christ and look through his eye and name it all totally, something totally different. Why? Because your expectation is from the Lord. It's not from man. It's not from your brother. It's not from your mother or your father or your sister, but your expectation is from God. And if you keep your eyes on him, he will never fail you. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. There is power in the name of Jesus. I tell you, I always hear apostles say, be careful of what you name your child. Be careful, because you know back in Genesis, you know, every name had a meaning. So whatever it is that that person was going through or season it is, everything have a name. And it's a blessing when we can come out of the world and into the kingdom that our name has been changed. So accept that change. And if you have not, today is the day for you to accept that change in your life. Because you know what? You don't know when your day will come for you to be in judgment. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And I tell you, they are awesome, awesome words of God that can help you through. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's pray one for another. Pray for the nation. Pray for this upcoming election. You know, pray for your unsaved loved ones today. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. You can call in on any one of those days and times. And if you need prayer, if you have a praise report, we will be so happy to hear your praise report and to pray for you. As you heard Apostle Porter are starting out with our Thanksgiving and our Christmas. It's never too early to start, and we're starting out now. Let's just think about others than just ourselves. And there are a lot of people out there that are in need, and we do help schools, those kids that, you know, are less fortunate and don't have, you know, sufficient. So you can send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. for. No donation is too small or too large. You can just, again, it's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. You can also visit us at church every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk. And that address is 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Is right across from the Sorrento Library. Again, that's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776, and it's right across from the Sorrento Library. That's every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk. Till then, be blessed.
Let go.
We're the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yeah, let God.